Let's go to the mailbag here on a different topic. This was mailed to me. I'll share it with you. An opinion of the letter writer. Delaware Animal Shelter CEO earns salary over $400,000. Please find the enclosed IRS Form 990 for the Brandywine Valley SPCA. As you will see, the CEO of Brandywine Valley SPCA has a documented salary of $409,000 a year in 2019 through the entire COVID pandemic. Brandywine Valley SPCA came to Delaware in 2017, taking over the Sussex County location of the Delaware SPCA in Georgetown. Brandywine Valley SPCA receives funding in Delaware through a state contract in partnership with the Delaware Office of Animal Welfare, additional municipal funding for animal service contracts, grant and aid, a 2021 bond bill allocation, corporate sponsorship, grant funding, and public donations. Brandywine Valley SPCA uses events and partnerships to apply and qualify for significant grant funding from larger organizations like the Petco Foundation, while using donations and unrestricted funds to compensate the CEO, who lives in Pennsylvania, and retain lobbying and government relations firms, secure support from state legislators, pay executive-level bonuses, and fund company vehicles. An audit of this organization that receives a $2.1 million state contract and relies on 95% of its income from public support should be conducted to justify such an exorbitant salary coming from a, quote, nonprofit organization that receives state and county money along with public donation. Letter writer says, Brandywine Valley SPCA Advisory Board is packed with Delaware legislators, state and county officials, and former executives, some of which have recently taken exceptional action in directing funds to Brandywine Valley SPCA and its capital campaign, many of whom are likely unaware of the level of executive compensation taking place under their guidance. Donors, the general public, and state of Delaware should be aware of the direction of their donations and grant funding request when the salary of the CEO at one nonprofit animal shelter is more than the state's governor, let alone more than the president of the United States. Attached is the Form 990. That's the public inspection income tax for organizations that are exempt from income tax, like nonprofits. They have to do a return. And then it's public. It shows all the contributions and grants, and you know they're like it's a tax form. You're familiar with it, the 990. Adam Lamb is the chief executive officer, and in 2019, the form says his base compensation was $259,874 with a bonus and incentive compensation of $150,000 for a grand total 2019 annual salary, Brandywine Valley SPCA CEO, $409,874. Again, remember, the state pays this organization over $2 million to do the animal control stuff. And there are other government monies going as well. So this person says, you know, we ought to know. Is that too much? I don't know. How much is the contributions and grants? $2.5 million. Program service revenue, $6 million. Total revenue for the year, $10,468,000. Okay, so Is that out of line? Let's see. Your total revenue is $10.5 million, let's say. And the CEO gets $409,000. I don't know. Revenue less expenses. Oh, okay. There are expenses. Da, 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 da. Revenue less expenses, $742,000. CEO compensation, $409,000. Okay, well, there you go. Thank you for bringing that up. Happy to read that letter. Do your own due diligence. Check it out. Inspect, you know, look up the 990 if you want. Does it bother you that the CEO of the SPCA that Delaware uses and pays has such an exorbitant salary? Animal people, others, you might want to weigh in on that.